Welcome to our second podcast, The Vision of Effective Onboarding. Imagine walking through the doors of your organizations for the first time and having to go through personal leadership training and continuing it throughout your stay. Think of the sustained and remarkable benefits you, your organizations, and communities will realize. Yet many companies, unfortunately, still do not understand that self-leadership is a foundational step toward leadership of others, and therefore, it should not be taken lightly. Skimming over this critical step, regrettably, can result in leaders being incompetent at leading people, and thereby cause immeasurable harm to their teams and companies. As you know, there is no shortage of examples of leaders who have proven this to be true. But when we think of onboarding, our minds often rush to the tangible aspects, including orientation, paperwork, introductions, etc. However, what if we shifted our perspective? What if the initiation into an organization wasn't just about familiarizing oneself with the job, but also about embarking on a journey of self-discovery? In this envisioned paradigm, an employee's first step isn't towards their designated work desk, but more towards understanding themselves. It's about cultivating a deep sense of self-awareness, knowing one's strengths, principles, mindsets, weaknesses, passions, and triggers can be the cornerstone of personal and professional success. So then, why is this really pivotal? Because when you possess a clear understanding of who you are, you bring your most authentic self to your role. This authenticity fosters genuine relationships, bolsters creativity, and promotes a culture of genuine collaboration. Instead of employees donning a work persona, they integrate their true selves into their roles, resulting in heightened job satisfaction and productivity. Moreover, the benefits of such an onboarding approach stretch beyond the organizational boundaries. When employees are encouraged to be self-aware and authentic, they carry these values into their personal lives. They engage more wholesomely with their communities, fostering environments of understanding and empathy. Such individuals stand out, not just as employees, but as community leaders, driving societal growth. Of course, this doesn't mean sidelining the technical aspects of onboarding. It's about enhancing it by complementing traditional onboarding processes with a strong emphasis on personal leadership and self-awareness. Organizations can cultivate a workforce that's not just technically proficient, but also emotionally intelligent. A must in a global and hyper-connected world that transcends boundaries and cultures. In this envisioned future, workplaces aren't just hubs of professional activity, but melting pots of personal growth and development. Employees don't clock in and out mechanically. They engage, evolve, and grow. And as they flourish, so do their organizations, communities, and societies they're part of. So as we stand at the crossroads of organizational and leadership development, let's choose the path less traveled. Let's choose the path of holistic onboarding, where sustained, deep self-awareness and professional growth go hand in hand, paving the way for a brighter, more connected future, which is an unexpected but subtle consequence of the hyper-volatile business environment. To listen to our third podcast, please click the third podcast button.